In the headlines, two West Indies cricketers and an official in Barbados for the ongoing Caribbean Premier League tournament robbed at gunpoint early this morning. Teachers on strike at the Princess Margaret School. The National Union of Public Workers demands justice for an SSA worker still hospitalized after being attacked on the job. The Barbados Police Service embark on a major positive program aimed at developing at-risk youth. And Israel carries out a strike on senior Hamas leaders in Qatari capital. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Two well-known West Indies cricketers and a Caribbean Premier League official were robbed at gunpoint in the early hours of this morning. Starcom Network News has confirmed that around 2:50 a.m., the trio were leaving a popular club on Fontebelle when they were accosted by masked gunmen who demanded their jewelry. The armed assailant reportedly gun-butted at least two of the men and stole a gold chain from the official. It is understood, however, that the players have since settled down and the report from the camp is that they will be fine. The police have confirmed the investigation is ongoing and are expected to make a statement shortly. Teachers are on strike at the Princess Margaret School in St. Philip, taking action over what they describe as ongoing challenges with the teaching environment. Speaking to Starcom Network News, First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre, highlighted what was affecting the teachers and voiced their concerns.
We toured the school yesterday based on concerns of the staff. One main thing was the odor from the recently painted areas. We have persons in the administrative having smells of paint where they were not even using the AC. They were opening windows and using fans to try to ventilate the rooms to get the paint sent out. Now, there was some work done in the middle of the school where they were removing the previously wooden prefab buildings, and they're in the process of replacing them with container constructed prefabs. This would have left a lot of marl in the area. We know that it's generally dry and windy at this point in time. It blows a lot of that dust down in the area of the first form block.
Pierre also pointed out that the timeline for remedial work at the school did not provide adequate time for it to be completed.
The timing of the start of this remedial work was mentioned the middle of August. Now, you would appreciate the new school year reverting to September the 1st, a difference of 2 weeks. Starting the work in the middle of August literally gives workmen 14 days or so to complete work. Based on what was needed or what was done to the school, I don't think it was logical to have that little time for work to be done.
First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre. At this minute, ministry officials are now in a crisis meeting with the union, staff members, and the school's chairman, while the students remain on the outside. Starcom Network can also confirm that the teachers are further demanding the return of their deputy head teacher, who has been transferred this term. Well, spokesperson on education for the Democratic Labour Party, Felicia Dujon, has accused the Ministry of Educational Transformation of negligence in relation to the ongoing construction at some schools.
While a few schools seem prepared to welcome back students, far too many were in a worrisome and wholly unacceptable state. I was alarmed to observe construction and repair work taking place while children were present on the school premises. Actions that disrupt learning, expose children to unnecessary risk, and betray our commitment to safety. Parents, teachers, and administrators have raised legitimate concerns, yet the Ministry of Educational Transformation has chosen to ignore them. Under CAP 41, Section 3 of the Education Act, the minister is explicitly tasked with promoting education, establishing and maintaining schools, and ensuring the effective execution of educational policy, including maintaining a safe physical environment for students. To ignore these duties is not leadership, it is negligence.
Spokesperson on education for the Democratic Labour Party, Felicia Dujon. The National Union of Public Workers, NUPW, is demanding justice for a Sanitation Service Authority employee who was attacked and injured on the job last Sunday. The drainage worker was carrying out his duties when two masked men armed with a machete attempted to rob him of his jewelry, leaving him injured. Assistant General Secretary Wayne Warren says urgent action is needed to better protect workers' safety.
Every worker has the right to work in an environment that is free from verbal abuse, physical assault, and not to be deprived of his or her property. The NUPW strongly condemns the attack on the sanitation worker and demands that justice is served for the unlawful act and that the perpetrators face the full weight of the law for such senseless and criminal act. We appeal to all citizens and persons to desist from such unlawful act and respect the right of the sanitation worker to work in an environment that is free from acts of violence and actions that are harmful to their physical and mental well-being.
Assistant General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Warren, in the Lunchtime Edition. The Barbados Police Service is highlighting its proactive approach to crime prevention through the King's Trust International Program, a 12-week initiative aimed at helping at-risk youth unemployed chart a path for a better future. The program, a collaboration between the Barbados Police Service and King's Trust International, engages young people between the ages of 16 and 25 in life skills, training, job interview preparation, and community projects. Program manager, Inspector Roger Babb, stressed the importance of this initiative.
You have work placement, where we place them at a private institution or maybe government if the situation arises, and they work for 2 weeks. And what I have gathered through the years that when they work well, the establishment usually call them back and give them full-time employment. In terms of our positive outcomes, we could be somewhere in the region of 80 to 84%. We have not dropped lower than 80 and have not gone over 84. But that is a good sign in that we have been reaching some young persons. And today, excluding these numbers, we have about 724 young persons that have benefited from this program between 2016 and 2025.
He stressed that a lot of the young people are quite eager to get started.
This is important because we at the Community Relations Department believe that if we reach out to the young persons in our society and help them develop themselves to the point where they can find employment and probably go back to school or become an apprentice or a volunteer, we believe that that is a step in the right direction to help them avoid being involved in crime.
Program Manager at the King's Trust International, Inspector Roger Babb. Former Starcom Network sound engineer and DJ Omar Talley, the editor Beckett, has been nominated as part of the NBC Kelly Clarkson TV show team for a Daytime Emmy Award. The 52-year-old audio engineer forms part of the team who has received 8 nominations for the 52nd Annual Awards. The audio team is nominated in the category for Outstanding Live Sound Mixing and Editing. Beckett, who is the front of house mixer, told Starcom Network News that he's quietly confident of winning.
The nomination is for the audio team, and the audio team has had a 4-year track record at this point, and we do great work. It's up to the judges. We feel confident because we know we did great work for the past season. Let's see what the judges say.
Audio engineer and former Starcom Network DJ Omar Talley, the editor Beckett. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he ordered the attack against Hamas leadership in Doha following recent attacks in Jerusalem and Gaza. He went on to say in a statement that the attacks were entirely justified and that the decision was greenlit at 12 p.m. GMT today after identifying an operational opportunity. Our top stories. Two West Indies cricketers and an official in Barbados for the ongoing Caribbean Premier League tournament robbed at gunpoint early this morning. Teachers on strike at the Princess Margaret School. The National Union of Public Workers demands justice for an SSA worker still hospitalized after being attacked on the job. The Barbados Police Service embark on a major positive youth program aimed at developing at-risk youth. And Israel carries out a strike on senior Hamas leaders in the Qatari capital. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.